Yo, what's happening, bitches?
Welcome, it's Billy Madison's show. Darn, sound weird in your headphones?
No, it sounds good to me.
What the hell's going on with mine?
I don't know, you sound great.
Yeah?
I only sound in one ear.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just hearing one ear.
Well, you sound like a champ in both of mine.
Oh, I sound like a dumbass in mine.
Well, the important thing is you sound good to us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all that matters. You guys have such great kiss asses. I couldn't hire two better kiss asses than you guys.
I really don't think you could have.
This is great. Love it. So the last debate was last night.
Yep. How was it? Did you watch it?
Boring.
I read it, or I listened to the news on the way in this morning, and that's about it.
Yeah, it was boring.
I watched football. That was boring, too.
I'll play some audio. It's not from that, but it pretty much sounded like it.
It's not a journey. Inevitable.
For one of them to say Chanel number 5. That's how boring it was.
Yep.
It was one of the worst debates I've seen.
Awful, huh?
They didn't talk about foreign policy, really. They just talked about their economy and their plans for the future.
Yeah, they really, that was the theme of all three debates. Like, they really didn't, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's supposed to be separate things. That's why they have three of them. But they really kept going back to the same thing.
They better get some strippers or something in the next one to keep my attention. Or fight, or arm wrestle, or do something. Remember back
that.
In the day, they had gladiator-style battles?
Yeah.
Right? They'd have a verbal battle, and then they'd have a gladiator-style battle.
Right.
Maybe Obama finds, like, the toughest guy he knows.
Yeah.
And Romney picks the toughest guy, kind of like Troy.
Right.
Right, where Brad Pitt and that other dude come out, and then they fight right before the debate.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
That would be badass.
We need to go back to that. I'd love that. So, I watched football, too. That was a snooze fest.
Yeah, it was.
Big-ass boring game. This Florida Republican, 71 years old, arrested for penny attack on Democratic Party office. This dude rolls up there, right?
Yeah.
And then throws a bunch of pennies at him.
Man,
this is all I have left after being taxed by Obama. 71-year-old guy.
Yeah.
He was arrested. Deputies say that he tossed in a penny as a contribution, and that's all he has left after being taxed by Obama. He was jailed after posting a $1,000 bond.
Oh, come on. He's 71 years old. Just let him go.
Yeah.
He's an old senile man.
There's this photo that's kind of gone viral. It's this obese student.
Yeah.
Look her up. Her name is Stella Boonshoft.
All right.
Stella, S-T-E-L-L-A, Boonshoft. And she posted a photo of herself in black bra and underwear.
Ooh.
And, well, okay, see, that's what everybody's doing, Derek. They're roasting this bitch.
And why would she post
it? It's her
that?
Fault.
Yeah. Is it her fault? That's the question I want to ask.
What is it? Boo what?
It's Boon, B-O-O-N-S-H-O-F-T. She posted this photo of herself on her Tumblr account. You see her?
Yeah.
The body, they call it the body love blog.
Right.
Well, she's been, most people, are congratulating for being inspirational, while others are lambasting her for glorifying obesity. What do you think of this, Nard? That's her.
Man, I don't know why she did that. I don't know why she posted a picture of herself.
She's being ridiculed. Do you think rightfully so? If a girl puts herself out like that, should she expect to get rude comments?
I mean, if she puts herself on a blog, instead of her own personal stuff, then yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
Is there any reason to put, but she wanted to prove a point.
I mean,
I'm beautiful in my own body.
I do tip my hat to her that she has the confidence, because I don't think big girls have enough confidence nowadays, because big girls are beautiful, and they're hot, and they can be sexy, so I do commend her for that. She's got quite a few stretch marks on the tummy, so it's definitely not the most attractive photo I've ever seen. But hey, I will tip my hat to her.
See, Derek's over there being nice,
right?
And you're being a judgmental
a-hole. I feel like everyone else is, making comments to her.
Not everybody.
You're being insensitive.
You're being that part of the world that's making fun of this bigger girl.
I think she's got
Mrs. Boonshoft.
I think your natural reaction when you see the photo is, "Oh, she's a big one." But then if you really think about the photo, you gotta almost kind of commend her for being a big girl,
hey,
not being scared.
A young plus size woman who posted a photo online of herself in her underwear is now finding herself at the center of a firestorm of criticism for promoting obesity.
Yeah.
Is that promoting obesity? Is that promoting, hey, I'm going to eat whatever I want?
She's doing something different, maybe.
What are you talking about? It's actually a nice thing.
All she's missing is a fork and food in the back?
No, she has confidence.
Is that what that is? I mean, she's smiling. She's happy.
Listen, if you see, I'll post a photo on our Facebook right now. Will I get kicked off for that?
I didn't post it on Facebook because we're like one away.
I won't do it because Billy's right. If we
just
get
post the link.
If we get But I got in trouble last time. I got banned last time when I just posted a link. I'm not touching it. Because if we do it again, we have we have close to 40,000 fans on Facebook, and if we get one more thing, we get banned. We get kicked off Facebook, so I'm not taking any chances. I'm sorry, Miss Stella Boonshoft or whatever your name is, but I'm not. You know,
she's a university student. There, she feels confident in her own body.
Yep. Listen, I tip my hat to her.